Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan, can you go to the Google? This is Robert Randolph and his family band. I believe I've had a chance to see him 5 times. Can you see if they're on tour again? I know I saw them at Basilica. I know I saw them at the Caboose. I saw them at First Ave, I think. The Zoo. I'm trying to think where else. This will show you who I am, Adam, as a person. This won't shock you. Stash, former program director, at one point decided that after some research, he was going to decide what bumper music we were going to play. That if we crossed over with this station with some radio thing. And so I got Kieran sent that to me with, I think, with the headline, I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but I'm going to tell you this. It basically ruined the last 5 songs of the Robert Randolph concert
for me. Really?
I was so bugged by it. It's such a flaw how I just get fixated on things.
Robert Randolph and the Family Band will be at the Fine Line Music Cafe February 8th.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You know, that happens to me all the time. When I get interested in an artist, I'll look it up, and they're always inevitably like in town within a week, or I just missed them.
Dan, look up when Augusta National is going to hand out free memberships to people who live in Plymouth. February 8th?
February 8th, Fine Line. He's in Chicago February 6th, in Bloomington, Illinois on the 7th, and Minneapolis on the 8th.
And that's a Saturday?
I don't know.
I think that's a Saturday, right? In fact, I'm almost positive. I'm there. Carter, I've got a buddy of mine who asked me, or else I'd ask you.
Correct, it is the 8th.
Yeah. I mean, this guy. Yeah, I mean, this guy, I mean, he bought the tickets, too. You know, and I'd love to invite you, but I can't. And you know who else is going? Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus is...
Is he going to be wearing the Sands Belt pants?
It will be. Yeah, I'd love for you folks to genuinely check out what we have on Twitter. We're trying. Hopefully, it stands out a little bit. You don't have to like it. But the videos I like a lot. And we finished with the Jack Nicklaus Sturgill Simpson reference the other day, which I thought was brilliant by Adam. You have to listen to the show, right? That there's a balance of
inside jokes,
standalone, but
if you listen, then you're inside on the joke.
Well, that's the thing too, that there are a lot of people in radio don't get that the listeners love the inside jokes. They do. And it makes you, in the place I was at previously, the Fan, which is still killing it, and tons of my friends still over there, we would wrestle a lot on where's the fine line on this, right? Where, pun intended, like fine line. Where's the line on it? But it's that kind of builds up kind of the show community and how people get it and participate. And you have to do it for the vast audience, too. But people love the inside stuff. And people who are in radio say they don't. I hate to tell you, but you're just wrong. You're just wrong on that. How about a chance to win some money right here? The 9K Workday giveaway. Just text healthy. Healthy. I may not be feeling healthy February 9th when I go see Robert Randolph and the Family Band because I'm going to have some fun.
8th. Now you're going out the wrong date. It's on the 8th. No. Robert Randolph is on the 8th.
I know that because you jumped in a little too quick because I'm saying the 9th, I'm not going to feel that healthy because I'm going to have a few cocktails that night.
Apologies.
And I might be having some fun. Healthy is the word. Text 72881. Healthy. HEALTHY. 72881. Message and data rates may apply. We'll play again tomorrow at this time. We'll play again an hour from now on News Talk 830 WCCO. Can we talk Vikings this segment, Adam?
Your show.
Well, it's our show. I kind of look at it. Are you okay? Are you okay talking Vikings right now?
Yeah.
Can you put your NFL helmet on right now?
Sure.
I would. Do we have an NFL helmet
yes.
in this building?
There's a Vikings helmet in one of those offices down there. It might be, I don't know, but I've seen it. I've admired it from afar.
Okay, Dan's on the phone right now. When Dan finishes this phone call, Dan, I want you to look for that helmet and see if Adam will do the rest of this segment with the helmet.
I will if it fits. I've got a very large head.
Do you think size?
It's in one of the offices. It's either okay. Lindsay's, John's, or right. the next guy's.
Okay. Go check.
Do you know your hat size? Your
head
size?
I'm a 7 3/8.
Is that a big head?
I think it's a little larger than the mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look at me. Do I have a big head?
Do you know your hat size?
I don't.
You have no idea what's your hat size? What is the average?
I don't know. I mean, how many people just right away know their hat size?
What is the average male size? Hats.
Why don't you put that in there? What is the average male size? Put that in there and see what pops up first.
The most common male size is 7 3/8.
Oh, see, you're normal.
The average hat size for females, 7 1/4. Wow, that seems large to me. 7 1/4
yeah.
for a woman?
Oh, Dan has come in.
Yeah.
He's got the helmet on.
Oh, this
on.
Is like the classic, too.
Oh, it's the classic old school.
Randy Moss.
Oh, Randy Moss.
Randy Moss helmet.
Be careful.
Yeah. All right. I think this might be our
this
new.
Is like the Brett Favre edition. This is the classic.
Oh, I love that.
Shiny purple.
I love that sheen of purple.
Now, watch out here. I might get to, you know, I might bring back some memories here. I might want to run you down.
I don't want to hear your South St. Paul middle linebacker. Dan, you need to take a picture of this. And you need to put this on the Twitter contraption as Adam is sizing up the helmet right now. Because you have to remember, Adam also has the expensive haircut. He has the $750 haircut. So it's, oh, he's got the helmet on. It's tight. How do you think it feels?
That's tight.
That is tight. Why don't you look over to Dan
I took
for the
my glasses off, too, so I can't really see. It's probably pushing my cheeks together.
Right? You know what you look like? A concussed player because you're like, you're a little
Team CTE.
Askew. Yes. Maybe this is what we have to do each week when we talk Vikings football.
Put the helmet on?
Put the helmet on, man. It's just better that way.
I do. I feel like I'm part of the team now.
Yeah, right there. That's what we do here at Newstalk A3. Can you get the glasses
Can't
back
even
on?
Get my glasses.
The glasses are too tight. The purple name, Gary Kubiak, offense coordinator, according to multiple reports. This is what Zim wanted, right? This is what Zim probably wanted last year, to be honest, right? If he could have said to Stefanski, you're quarterback coach, and Kubiak is going to be the offense coordinator, that's his. That would have been his preference. Stefanski, to his credit, and also maybe questioning about how much he really did, they ran, I think most people felt like they ran about 90% of the Kubiak offense, and Stefanski had about 10% leeway, which kind of makes you wonder what kind of coach he's going to be, right? He might be great, handsome devil, no doubt about it. But that's check one for Zimmer, and he's pleased. As a man now wearing a Viking helmet, does it please you that Zim has the continuity he wanted from last year's offense, which points-wise was 8th in the National Football League?
Yes, I'm happy with this move to keep Gary Kubiak.
Mm-hmm. Koobs. Do they call him Koobs?
Probably somebody has.
Yeah.
Does.
Kubi.
By the way, I'm having trouble hearing you because of the helmet. I think I have to put me like the like Kirk Cousins was doing, yeah. putting his hands over the ear holes in New Orleans so I can get the play call.
Yeah. And wait a sec.
Spider XY banana. I got it.
Hold on. Here's how I'm going to talk to you. I got the
yeah,
sheet.
Right, the
I
sheet
got the
over
sheet
your
in front of me.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Hey, by the way. When the pocket breaks down, you're going to collapse. Good luck to you.
No, I think the play calling, by and large, wasn't the issue. And Gary Kubiak is a proven offensive commodity, I think, in the NFL.
Yes.
And I think that Kirk Cousins needs all the help from a veteran guy who played the position, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a good move.
I have no problem with this move. I am going to have a problem if it's just – inside.
Just keep running the ball.
On the, well, yeah. If, well, that's where we're going to get to because I'm going to have to talk Diggs here, too. But on the defensive side of the ball, I get it. It's all Zim all the time. I'll still stand by what I said before, that they should find someone who agrees with Zim principles but is new to this organization and is unafraid of telling Zim, guess what? In 2020, we have to modernize. We have to bring something new. So it's a bit of Kubiak in the offense last year, but the freshness of Stefanski. Because if it's just going to be Zim's just going to call the plays no matter what, and it's either going to be Adam Zimmer, Andre Patterson, or what Ian Rappaport was floating today, co-defense coordinators, I'm all in. That's a mistake. Come on. Zimmer is an excellent defensive coordinator, but he's also the head coach. And I get that this defense is getting older, and that's the main reason why. But you're telling me he can't bring in somebody else that can bring a new look to this defense? If Kubiak could do that, why can't Zimmer see that on the defense outside of his ego is too big?
Well, I think you answered it right there. See, I don't have a problem. If he wants to be head coach slash defensive coordinator, which he probably has been anyway.
Oh, he has. I don't. Right. But I'm saying bring someone else in who has some pedigree. And even I'd rather that guy call plays. Okay. But even if Zim calls the plays, this guy, Zim respects enough. So, yeah, next year it's about 75% Zimmer principles. But this guy's got 25% new ideas because they're not flawless. And their defense has slipped. I still think the main reason why is guys are getting older. But why can't Zimmer broaden it out? If Kubiak showed him some things, why can't the guy in defense show him some things?
Yeah, I suppose.
Know? How do you feel about wearing that helmet right now?
It's getting a little tight. I think I'm getting dizzy.
I think you are getting
my glasses on and the pressure on my cranium. I don't think this would be approved in the current NFL standards.
Well,
this is an old Rydell.
Yeah.
I mean, this is – I don't think these
You are looking like your face is getting squished right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
This is like Antonio Brown, the one that Antonio Brown wanted to keep. And look how he's doing.
How's it out pretty well.
How's it working out for Antonio right now?
If folks want to see Adam donning the gear, go to Chad Hartman Show on Twitter.
Yes.
You see the video of Adam right putting on the helmet.
And who wouldn't? I mean, what's wrong with you if you don't want to see Adam?
I don't know. You don't like joy?
Well, Adam sometimes doesn't like joy. I would have preferred if he donned the entire gear. Can we stay on? Ooh, look at him trying to take this off right now.
Oh,
geez.
I should have filmed that part.
Oh, that hurt.
Oh, that did not.
Uh-oh, I rubbed Randy Moss's signature off.
Oh, uh-oh. No, there we go. You know what we'll do? We'll get Randy to come back. We'll give you a CBS update, and then I want to talk a little Diggsy. Is it time to trade Steph Diggs? Where do you stand? Let us know through a text or two. 651-989-9226 on the home of the Wolves, the Twins, the Tommies, and most importantly, Adam Carter. Newstalk 830 WCCO. Some talk right now.
I think I did permanent damage to my ears.
To UFCT.
No, the ears, like, because they're compressed. What if I get those cauliflower ears like wrestlers get?
Oh, God.
Ugh.
At this point, I'm not physically, like, yes, I can say a man is attractive, like Jimmy G, very attractive.
I still think Brady's more attractive.
You're wrong.
Than Jimmy
you're
G.
wrong. We did this before. We'll do it again. Men and women text away, who is right now today the better looking human being? Tom Brady, who looks amazing for 42. He looks 26.
Yeah.
Especially with the shorter haircut. Or Jimmy G. So at this point, I think I'm still interested more in women. I'm 54. I'm not sure I'm going to change. So it isn't big. I don't think I could date someone with cauliflower ears, though. I mean, could you get over that?
On a woman, yeah, that'd be tough to get over. If she hasn't won the heavyweight championship in college, Big Ten heavyweight championship,
so if she's,
that might be a little off-putting.
So if she's Becky Lynch or Charlotte Flair, maybe, but the cauliflower ear. It's just bizarre looking.
Yeah, and is it because your cartilage in your ears keeps breaking down?
It's just
not good.
I don't like it, like if I had a conversation with one of those guys, I think I just would be staring at their ear, ear the entire time.
And then Jay Robinson would just put you in a half Nelson and you'd go to sleep.
He'd mess you up good.
Yeah. Who's the better looking one, Jimmy Garoppolo or Tom Brady? It's kind of like who's better looking, Clooney or Pitt? Where do you stand on that one?
I think Brad Pitt's better looking.
I got Brad.
Brad Pitt is glowing.
Yes,
right now.
He's.
I mean, and he's 56.
I stumbled across a deal on PBS the other night. It was actors kind of, it was almost like an Inside the Actor Studio type show.
Okay.
But it was two actors going back and forth. Like they had Tom Hanks and Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
And they had Brad Pitt and Adam Sandler.
Really?
And you could not have had a more stark contrast in terms of, you know, Brad Pitt glowing and Adam Sandler being Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
But
wow, Adam Sandler won't appreciate that.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't, but I'm sure he'd also admit to it.
That's all it.
But apparently they're buddies like from way back and have known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting conversation.
Well, Pitt's very smart.
Yeah.
Right? But he might have some issues building those houses he built in New Orleans. If you do some Googling on that.
Chiefs fan, too.
We were talking off air. Like our guy, Major Garrett, Missouri grad from their journalism department, right? So far, a number of Jimmy G's and then one Linda Carter.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Linda Carter. Babe, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. No doubt. Adam, you occasionally wear that Wonder Woman suit around the house.
Yes.
How do you look
the
at
boots.
It?
I love the boots.
How about the lasso?
The lasso,
You got the lasso out? Yeah,
And the wristbands that deflect bullets.
The bracelets, yeah.
Yeah, and you were doing the movements very tight on the Dan. You were looking towards me.
Yeah, yeah.
But Adam,
Adam had
the wrist movements.
He should join that guy in Winston-Salem. There's actually a vigilante running around North Carolina right now.
Yes, that is correct.
Handing out toothbrushes to the homeless. It's nice.
So, Steph Diggs. Steph Diggs is wonderfully talented. If he's your number one receiver, you have a damn good number one receiver, right? I mean, how many times last year, not this past completed year, but the year before, when Thielen started the year, what was it, 7 straight games, I think, with 100 yards or more? And I kept saying every week, I still don't know which one is better, Diggs or Thielen. If healthy, Adam, can you definitively say I'll take Diggs over Thielen or Thielen over Diggs?
No, there's different like aspects of like what I take. I think for the deep ball, I'm going to take Thielen, and like for
the shorter one. And but I can reverse it on both of those
because
they're both versatile.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what adds to it. It's not like, okay, one's just the burner. Mm-hmm. And again, don't give me the white guy nonsense that Thielen's not athletic. He's very athletic. And by the way, don't give me, well, he's you can't see Diggs doesn't run great routes. He runs phenomenal routes. So stop with any of that nonsense. So I'm including this, by the way, on Thielen too. I'm putting Thielen in the mix. Would you trade any one of them, and what do you have to get to trade one? Diggs is more of the topic now because he lied and said he was sick and didn't show up, and they fined him over $200,000. Diggs stands out more now because he's thrown the helmet and he's had more pouting episodes. Let's not forget, Thielen's had his moments on the field too. With some histrionics, but we don't know of any times where he hasn't shown up for practice. We don't know as many times where he's gotten into it with his teammates, but obviously in the final game against the Bears, he was pretty animated with Cousins. I'd trade either one. And like somebody says, at least Adam isn't a cancer on the team. A lot of guys on that team are huge supporters of Diggs. Mm-hmm. I know that from insiders. What do you have to get to trade either one? Because you're facing enormous cap challenges. Right now, out of the 32 teams in the league, cap availability for next year, they are 32nd. They're last. And they have guys to sign. Second-round pick. Is that enough?
I think it's second-round pick or an established offensive lineman.
I'd rather have the established offensive lineman who's not like 34 or something. Yeah. I just don't think you can get that, right? What if it's like a second-round draft choice and it's from one of the upper-level teams, so it's the 60th pick now, right? Second round pick for sure if it's like the top half. I don't think there is a scenario where you can get a number one draft choice for either one. Do you?
No.
We've watched some number one draft choices for wide receivers, like Brandon Cooks. Look him up, Cook. Was he traded twice for a number one draft choice? Because the Patriots picked him up, and then the Rams picked him up. Was he a number one draft choice in two separate deals? He may have.
From the Saints?
Well, but when he went to New England mm-hmm. and then to L.A., I think he was a number one maybe in both those trades.
Didn't do anything this year, by the way.
Where was he still in L.A., right?
Rams, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantasy. Traded by Cardinals as a 2014 first-round pick to the Saints for 2014 first-round pick.
Yeah.
And 2014 third-round pick. Traded by the Saints with a fourth-round pick for a 2017 first-round pick and a 2017 third-round pick.
Yeah. Okay, so it's more complicated, but yeah. In the end, Adam,
first, yeah.
Brandon Cooks twice was traded for a number one draft choice. I would do it. I'd trade either one of them because you're just facing challenges. Now, how you feel next year if you're number one wide receiver? Let's say hypothetically they trade Thielen. Okay. So your number one next year is Diggs and your number two is B.C. Johnson.
B.C. Johnson, baby.
Yeah. I need a little better second. But also when you think about
how Treads.
Yeah. Well, he should be like your seventh. With Kubiak and Zimmer, they're going to run the ball primarily. That's what they're going to do.
Two tight end sets, Irv and Kyle.
And as we said the other day, Dalvin. Dalvin has 1 year to go. Dalvin's agent will want Zeke money. Or he's going to want what Derrick Henry's going to get. If you can get a mid-round, first-round pick for Dalvin Cook, yes or no? Because you're going to get a third-round pick in compensation 2 years from now.
I'm not ready to do that yet.
He's so good. But, man, he's playing how many games a year? I mean, I love the guy. And you know, when he was on this station, he came off great. I hear him with Dan. He's great. I don't question his effort in any way. But considering what happens with running backs, I think I'd have a tough
calling
time.
Calling him soft. That's what I'm getting.
No, I'm not. I'm willing to make the difficult decision. So you're saying you're not trading Dalvin
no matter what? No.
And are you giving him top running back money?
Yes.
Okay, so you know, and then you better be getting rid of a lot more players.
Yeah.
Because you're right now you're like $6-7 million over the cap now.
Yeah, money, you know. I don't understand that cap stuff. Can't we just pay everybody what we want?
No, we can't. What's going on in China? And how practical it is. An expert from the Harvard of the West. I didn't pick. Did I pick the guy?
No, I picked the guy.
I did not pick the guy from ASU. Somebody, by the way, wants to know, Adam, are we also including radio host legs in this male beauty contest? Well, then I got to be at the top of the list. Just to remind people that story, we have stairs outside a big window. One day was I walking. I had to be walking down the stairs, right? And so Adam doesn't know who it is, and he's checking. I go, damn, whose legs are those? They were mine. Think about that for a while.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.